Thank you. Do you remember last week that we talked about Samuel hearing the voice of God in the middle of the night? Well, there was another little boy who heard the voice of God. He was born in Germany on November 10th, 1483. That's well over 500 years ago. His mother and father gave him the name Martin, because he was born on the eve of St. Martin's Day. That's the evening before the traditional celebration of St. Martin. Now, his father was called John Luther, and his mother's name was Margaret Luther. They were peasants, very poor. John worked in a mine in the mountains digging for copper. Over time, he was able to start two copper furnaces, prospered a little. He was a great lover of books and hard work. And he and his wife really hoped that their little boy, Martin, would grow up, go to school, learn well, and one day become a lawyer. Now, as a boy, Martin Luther went through many painful things. His mother one day gave him a terrible whipping, supposedly for taking a hazelnut that he was not allowed. And at school, he had a very stern, cross, angry schoolmaster. And Martin Luther reported that his schoolmaster whipped him 15 times for nothing that he knew he did wrong. He had many hard things in his life. At age 14, he was sent to another school in the town of Eisenach. But there was no place to sleep, and there was nothing to eat. He, among the other boys, would have to go out into the streets singing to beg for a little money or food that people might give to them. And life in those years, when he was about 14 years old, was very hard and very unsure. But God, in his goodness, led him to a woman called Ursula Cotta. And she took Martin Luther in. She allowed him to eat at her table, and she taught him good manners. And she introduced him to many of her friends who loved to help Martin Luther. When he was 18 years old, he went to the school at Erfurt. It was called a university, but I don't know if it's like the universities we have today. It certainly would be a place where he would learn classic things like Latin. And when he was 20 years old, he went to the library. And because he could read Latin, he was introduced to a Bible for the very first time. And he could read that Bible for himself. And there, a young man, he learned that God is terribly holy. And he learned that he himself, in God's eyes, was terribly sinful. And so this young Martin Luther became very troubled. He feared God, because he knew that when God looked upon his sins, that he would be angry with him. But what could he do? To add to his fears, one of his very dearest friends died very suddenly. And at another time, when he was carrying a scythe, that's one of those big long knives that they use to cut the grain or the hay, and he was carrying it over his shoulder and it fell and it cut a vein in his leg and it bled terribly. He thought he was going to die. And then close to that, there was a time he was out in an open field and there was a thunderstorm. And it scared him terribly. And he vowed in the midst of that thunderstorm that if God would spare his life, he would serve him all his life in a monastery as a monk. And he did. He went into the monastery. Now, life in the Augustinian monastery was not what he hoped for. It was certainly not anywhere close to heaven. There he was plagued with his terrible thoughts of his sins, and he felt so terribly unclean before God that he hated himself for not now, as a monk, being truly good. Shame filled his heart. Now you know what shame is. Shame is a burst of guilt when you know deep down within yourself that you've done wrong. And you can't run from it. And sometimes it's on your face and everybody's asking, what's wrong with you? Well, Luther felt this shame in his heart all the time, and he could not find relief. He could never find himself happy, because how could he when he knew that God was angry with him all the time? Now, to try to feel better about himself in the monastery, he fasted, not eating for many days. He wore a rough, hairy, itchy garment close to his skin, day and night, to sort of torture himself. And that was called penance, a way of making you feel pain to somehow please God. But that didn't work. Martin Luther also prayed and prayed so much that he went for weeks without sleeping. Martin, however, didn't do well in the monastery. He felt more and more condemned before God, who the Bible teaches will judge all forms of sin. And then Martin Luther was given a teaching position at Wittenberg University, a brand new place of education. And he was assigned to be the teacher of theology. Now, it was a friend of his, a priest, who tried to get him that appointment that he might read more of the Bible. And that's what did it. When Martin Luther discovered the New Testament in the Greek language, and he discovered the book of Romans, and he discovered Romans 1:17, which says, for therein is the righteousness of revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Well, God led Martin Luther to understand through that text that we cannot get to heaven by making ourselves good. And in that Bible text, he realized that God's salvation is a gift, and we receive it by faith alone. Now, later in life, Martin Luther explained what he discovered in that Bible text and in the gospel that's in the Bible. He discovered the basis of his new joy found in sins forgiven. And he described it as snow covering a dunghill. Now, if you've ever been to a farm, every farm has a dunghill. And that's where all the manure and all the filth that comes out of the barn and the stables, and it's all piled up in a place at the back of the farmyard. And if you look on that pile, that dunghill, it's very stinky, it's ugly. You don't even want to look at it. You want to turn your eyes away from it as you would walk by. And Martin Luther explained that when God looks upon sinners, we appear in God's eyes so ugly, like a dunghill. But just as a dunghill is changed in appearance by a fresh new snowfall, and it's transformed from black, dark, ugly to beautiful white, So when we believe on the Lord Jesus and ask for his gift of salvation, we not only have our sins forgiven, but we are clothed in the beautiful white righteousness of the Lord Jesus. And we appear in God's eyes no longer ugly to be cast away, but beautiful. And so all Christians love to sing that wonderful hymn, Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. I want thee forever to live in my soul. Break down every idol and cast out every foe. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow, whiter than snow, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Now we need to do more than just sing that song. We need to believe on the Lord Jesus and pray that he covers us with that beautiful snow-white righteousness that makes us accepted in God's sight. And then we are fit for heaven and we have peace with God. That's the gospel.